72-year-old Joseph DeAngelo, the man California police believe is the so-called Golden State Killer, is expected to make his first court appearance later this afternoon. But it's how law enforcement reportedly tracked down the alleged serial killer that is making waves today. Joining us live now, Dr. Art Kaplan, head of medical ethics at NYU Langone Medical Center in New York. Dr. Kaplan, as we're learning, it was a genealogy website that was used to help connect DeAngelo's DNA to past crime scenes. Authorities took that evidence and compared it with family members within the online database until they tracked down their suspect. Do you find any ethical concerns here about that?
Hi, thanks for having me. Yeah, there are many. Let me start, however, by saying I think it's actually useful and good that it's possible to track down a mass murderer, mass rapist, and find him using DNA evidence. We don't want to make that impossible to do. But we need to understand if we use these commercial DNA test sites, the do-it-yourself stuff, the things that are advertised frequently now is find out whether you're Welsh or Portuguese or Eritrean or whatever. There are dangers there. One obvious one is the databases themselves are not really secure from third-party examination. Let me give you a parallel. When Michael Cohen's papers and so on were wanted to be investigated by Robert Mueller to see what connections might happen to Trump or other alleged criminal activity, they had to get it cleared by a federal judge, and then there are other steps that have to be taken by lawyers reviewing these things in order to get into privileged information. We don't have that for the databases. Right now, it's up to the company to sort of say, well, if the FBI wants to get in here, or the police, or a DA, or whoever, we'll fight it or we'll resist it. But that isn't the right way to go. What we need is clear policies about procedures. Do you have to get it reviewed by a judge? What rights do people have to say, I don't want that reviewed as an individual?
Yeah, because I think people have no idea when they submit their DNA to be tested to find their ancestors or for other reasons. They have no idea that they are unwittingly being used as sort of informants for law enforcement.
Right. And it's also the case that your relatives are at risk because DNA information tells you things about your biological relatives, which mm-hmm. happened in this particular case, and you don't think about that either. So maybe I don't want to find out that I'm related to a serial killer, or maybe I don't want to find out that we had different parents, even though we thought we grew up together, and it goes on and on. We tend to see the stuff on the airwaves a little bit as lighthearted. I think there was a campaign this past holiday season to give DNA test kits out as a Christmas present. Remember that?
Yeah.
And that's nice, but it's not giving you the kind of warning or concern that says third parties could see this information. Maybe a small company might resell it to somebody else. That's how they make their money. It isn't just by you're paying a fee to them, a little bit Facebook-like. Who are they selling it to and under what circumstances? And then just the sensitivity of information, you know, finding out things about paternity and so on. DNA information can tell often intimate details of our lives. So we don't want to treat it as just a lark.
So if there isn't an opt-out clause when you submit your DNA mm-hmm. to these databases, should there be? And if not, then what approach would protect our privacy here?
Well, you know, it's again, I'm going to give the Facebook analogy. Mark Zuckerberg, when he was testifying in front of Congress, said maybe we ought to give people more opt-out rights. But it gets to be complicated just to put all the burden on you to opt out of a marketing campaign or a resale. You know, you're checking boxes left and right. I think we need some congressional action. We even need a little bit of international action to say, here's the steps under which a third party could enter a database. This is what you have to do legally. This is who you have to get permission from. Yeah, opt-outs are fine, but I suspect, as is true of many people, if it gets too complicated, they're not going to read it. And they might just ignore it and not pay attention. So I think we need both.
All right, Dr. Kaplan, great to have you as always. Thanks so much.
Hey, thanks.
Dr. Art Kaplan heads the medical ethics at NYU Langone Medical Center in New York City.